Hello, welcome to Misadventures, a Gloomhaven podcast brought to you by Game Republic Radio. This special series contains spoilers for the Capital Intrigue Community Expedition. This series also contains spoilers for Class Number 8, Class Number 9, and Class Number 17. Please enjoy responsibly. Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of Misadventures. Good to have you back with us. This is episode 2 of the Capital Intrigues campaign. We'll be going through the second scenario and covering all the city events and stuff as that is going on right now. Quick reintroduction to all the characters here. I'm Casey. I am playing Sirach and Seagram, the Beast Tyrant.
I'm Garrett. I'm playing Lord McRear, the Quartermaster.
I am Skip. I'm playing the Summoner Genevieve Ballcrusher.
And I'm Steve. I'm playing as the Brute Clartic Fug.
Yeah, so we've got a nice little group here, and now that we've kind of gone over those, let's just hop into it and talk about how wrong you people as a community are, because, cool, we wanted to go to the Tsar, everybody wanted to go to the Tsar, right? But now there's this really shady-looking dagger, and, who really needs a dagger?
Right, it was
apparently everybody does.
Come on.
Yeah,
I'm sorry that you people don't know how to bargain shop.
Whoa, what do you mean, you people?
Yeah, you people. I voted for the dagger, so you non-dagger
you
people.
You monster.
Yeah. Well, you
are you really surprised? Let's be. Come on.
I'm a little surprised. No.
I don't know. Just thought it'd be anyway, a good dagger.
So the majority of our esteemed group voted to not take the dagger and shop around, but everybody else dagger.
You know, you're not a scoundrel in this playthrough, right, Tots?
Yeah, no, I know. It's just the guy was hey man, forbidden goods. And this isn't even me being in character. This is me in real life. I am purely impulse driven. So I saw the knife and it's but maybe you can't have it. And I was no, fuck you. I want it.
All
it's
right.
Not my fault.
I mean, it is a little.
It's completely.
Did we get it?
We did. We got the dagger.
For a second.
And it got taken away from us and we got thrown in jail.
Yeah.
But we had it.
You held it for a minute. And then we saw some inky black stuff in the hilt, and then it was gone.
Which, that's exciting. Maybe that's someone's soul. What's going on?
No,
it's just ink.
It's going to be a dead black imp's blood or some crap like that.
That's not even precious. We kill those things by the dozen.
Ugh. Yeah.
So we're in jail, and I have to blame everyone but me for that.
Which, by the way, I'd like to point out, we're in jail, and then the Capital Guard's you guys kind of stole something really important from this merchant's guild. You're probably going to die now. Yeah. So we're going to throw you in jail till that happens. But apparently somebody in town didn't think that slow death was good enough. So they tried to break in to murder us.
I'm telling you,
when you're already on death row and someone comes to kill you, you got fuck you money, right?
Yeah. That's eccentric right there.
Yeah.
The whole scenario starts.
I respect whoever.
I would assume our reputation is pretty high at that point if, someone wants to kill us while we're already in jail. So,
but you wouldn't respect it. Can't
you're
because
probably
going
to try to get us to work for them.
We're the backstreet goonies who, dumbed our way through a pit brawl. We are not,
we did kill those soldiers.
Adventurers.
Those families aren't doing great now with their soldiers dead.
Well, maybe they had, accidental death and dismemberment.
It wasn't accidental. There's nothing about that was accidental.
Yeah, it was very
deliberate. Dismemberment. So we're in jail, and they sent in some cuddly boys.
Let's start off with a scenario, because it's kind of a key. In jail, they don't let you have your stuff. So we couldn't use any equipment. All our attacks were capped at 2, I think.
3.
Even our summons.
2.
No, it was 2.
Okay.
Including the summons. Yeah, they were all... We were weak sauce.
Which, let me stop you right there. Isaac, let's talk for a second, bud. Because, so the last scenario sucked for anybody with a summon. It was terrible. It was just such a pain in the butt, right? And, in general, summons are kind of seen to be weak. You had a chance here, man. You had a chance to make summons all-stars, right? Everybody doesn't have their stuff. And they suck. Their attacks suck if they don't have their weapons. But these summons are coming from somewhere else and don't need weapons because they're bears with claws and elementals with fire and things like that. But you felt the need to cap their damage at 2 as well. Why not just let them be and let the summoners be useful for a change?
I got a rebuttal, Casey.
Okay, fine rebuttal.
Well, I mean, you're saying he had a chance here. The last one sucked for summoners. This one might have been better. it might not be his fault. He might be like, wow, everyone's voting for the worst summoner levels for some reason. Oh, well, I guess that's what I'll release.
But like the logic behind why this one is a bad summoner level doesn't make any sense. Like it just was a rule he put in because he felt like he needed to balance things when all he did was like, yep, I'm going to keep summon sucking.
Well, I mean.
So how many games have you had successfully kickstarted again?
I'm sorry. I've put out a number of games just fine and didn't have to use Kickstarter. That's beside the point.
No, you're right, though. I mean, this really was an opportunity for summoners to, well, summons of any kind, you know, your bear or, you know, Steve's or Skip's summons to really kick some ass.
I mean, and Skip's summons did all right.
No, I was going to say, even with the limitations, those summons of his were fantastic.
And
but
if you know how to control
does,
your summon, you know, like, could have gone better.
Pretty much what our summons turned into was just like beat down things because they weren't throwing the damage out. My lava golem, which I didn't want to cast because that reduces my turns, it turned into like just, you know, a target dummy because it took some damage while everybody could run and get the stuff they needed to get their items back. Yeah. It never really hurt things that much.
We wouldn't have had to do that if somebody controlled their bear.
Sure.
Hey, you're getting ahead of ourselves. So we're in the cage.
Yeah.
We don't have our weapons. They cut off the bear's feet, I guess. And the summons are whatever. Yeah. So, you know, we get a knock at the door and it's like, hey, it's dinner time. Surprise, it's delivery.
Yeah, it's just gruel. They delivered gruel.
No. But then, no, this is where you jump in and you're like, it was the monsters. Because it was the monsters.
We're out of whack. No, because we had dinner. They did deliver dinner. And then behind us, some bros popped out of the ceiling and they're like, hey, we're going to kill you because, well, they didn't explain it. They just said, we're going to kill you.
Sidra wants us dead. That's all we need to know.
And what was the variety of bro we were dealing with
these
here?
These were Harrower investors.
Yes.
Elites.
Which are like bug people.
Right. Which I think, you know, Casey, you pointed out that they've probably never been happy.
Yeah.
Because they're...
Nah.
You know, we deal with them. The real pain in the ass of that room, though, was getting out of it.
Yes.
We had a rope ladder of some sort.
Yeah, and you had to spend five movement.
Just a rope.
Yeah. One person at a time, five movement to get through it. So, like, that's just the most irritating bottleneck right out of the gate. You know?
I will say, we took the heroes down pretty quick considering we were capped at 2 damage.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did fine. They were also normal heroers, so they didn't have a ton of hit.
No, they were elites.
Were they? Yeah. Might be.
Everything here was elite. All right. So, but yeah, I was the first one up the rope. Yeah. And what it does is it exposes a hallway, and that hallway is running perpendicular to like a large room with a bunch of tables and bookshelves and guards in it. And there's like two openings to that room, and the guards had this weird pattern where they would kind of cycle around each other. And there was another guard in a corner that would go between two spots, basically.
Yeah, that was something we hadn't seen before, which was AI just pathing, patrolling behavior.
Yeah.
To be fair, we still haven't seen it.
Well, okay. I saw it. I was successful. But no, there was also this stealth mechanic where you could use like an attack and you would get like that many stealth points. And they had a whole formula to calculate whether or not a guard saw you.
It sounds like it would have been really interesting.
Yeah, I got past the first door without the guard being seen. Was the bear next up the ladder?
It was
a rope, and yes, the bear was able to climb the rope, no problem. But God forbid, he's able to bite a dude in the jugular.
He got past,
right?
He got past the first door without getting seen.
He did. He moved into the second little room there because he had a lot of movement.
What was it? I think this was the point where he found out that we could fight guards in the hall, but not the main room. Like if we did anything in the main room, it would alert all the guards. But if we killed one out in the hall, we just kill that guard and we'd be done with it.
And at the end of that hall is a little secondary room that has all of our equipment in it. Of course, once you pick that up, attacks are back to normal. Your items are back, all that kind of stuff. So sneak past the guards and get your shit, right?
That was the plan.
Everybody get up the rope. We're going to sneak down the hallway, rearm, and this will be easy.
So, Tots, you were coming up the rope next?
No.
I believe Skip's got it after me. Yep.
I think everything went sour before anybody else got up the rope.
It did.
Just gotten up the rope or something.
Yeah. I just made it up, and I think at the next turn is when it all kind of broke loose.
Well, the bear was going to aggro to a guard right inside the doorway, and this was all hell was going to break loose. We didn't learn until...
I was going to say, didn't the guards have some kind of... didn't they have a muddle on them, or did we read that backwards?
We misplayed that. They were supposed to muddle us with every one of their attacks.
We cheesed, and Isaac counter-cheesed, because there was also a rule about summons not having the same logic.
That he forgot to include.
But at this point, we have a bear. He's going to attack the guard. I'm next to him, and I'm like, all right, Casey, play a slow card so that the guard goes first and comes out into the hallway. We'll just fight him here. And apparently, if slow means 30.
It was like a 38, all right? And I was on a 17, and it's like, you want me to go slow, Steve? No problem, I'll swap my cards. Like, the other option was like an 80, which would have been better, sure, but it would have wasted my entire turn, and I didn't want to waste my turn, even though I'm playing the Beast Tyrant. I waste half my turns anyway, and I was going to waste my next turn anyway with the 80.
This is what happened at the table the whole night.
It was, I'm just saying, like, I played Beast Tyrant. I know there's slower cards in there.
There was. It was going to waste my turn, which it shouldn't have mattered because I should be used to getting all my freaking turns wasted with this stupid class.
I'm just saying, if you had gone slower, poor Skip wouldn't have had to watch his lava golem get beat up.
Oh, I'm sorry, Skip got used out of his freaking summons scenario.
Skip at least cares about his summons. He doesn't call his summons dumb and useless.
Well, his summons aren't dumb and useless.
I don't know. Have you heard him talk about the wolf? I
mean, no, he cares about that wolf. He got mad at us when we were disregarding the wolf. See, but just like just a point to the community attention. Right now, this is what your votes have done to our group.
Our nice harmony peaceful group.
Beautiful harmony for 6 months, and you're killing us.
All right.
So anyway, I go on a 38 and go into the main room and attack a guard, and then they're all alerted because the bear.
I'll take the heat on this one. I saw you were going fast. I knew the bear was going to go for it, so I was like, fuck it. I can make this an attack instead. So I pushed on the guard just to get a little extra damage in. So I'll take the heat. I activated the room, even though the bear totally was going to. But yeah, so...
I think after that... I immediately brought out the wolf too, as more of a blocker, so you guys could run down and get your chest.
Yeah, because there's that two doors. You had the northern door that was by the rope, and then the southern door. So you popped up through the wolf by the northern door, and then kind of met up with us.
Yep. Well, like, I didn't actually make it down to the chest, but yeah, the wolf met up with you guys.
Well, I mean, like the southern.
I stuck around basically to heal all the pets, basically, as best I could. I really had no other function.
The other part of this kind of made a choice for us, though. Because, I mean, our goal is to, like, kill all the city guards or escape through the exit. And now we've aggroed this room, so it's like, screw it. Let's go ahead and just kill these guys.
Well, we didn't actually find out about the exit until we had already aggroed them, did we?
No, it's in the main goal.
Oh, okay. I couldn't remember.
We didn't read the flavor text for how to access that exit until we aggroed them.
Right.
Also, that wall had like 30-something hit points. Like, come on.
Yeah.
It's a wall.
Like, at that point, you've made it into the room, and like the guards aren't going to patrol into the room, so why make it take quite so much? I don't know.
Yeah, I guess we could have all piled into that room, and I could have just spawned all of my summons that I had left to block the door so they couldn't get in.
Somehow the bear would have messed everything up anyway.
Yeah.
But, you know, we all get up there. We all get our gear back. And at that point, it's decided.
Well, there's a lot of we all going around there. Oh, I never made it to that room. Well,
yeah. I got up there and got my gear back and joined the fray.
I got my gear back.
Yes.
And Skip kind of kept a wall up with all the summons, which was awesome.
Casey moved to grab a treasure chest. And we, you know, at that point, we had settled into, well, we're killing guards, right?
By the way, that move to grab a treasure chest took like 6 turns because...
Yeah, Vermlings don't have a lot of move.
But you were still in the original
I have no movement cards, and if I do move, I can't do anything with my bear, but it doesn't really matter because my bear's just attacking mindlessly and to retaliate anyway and dying.
Yeah, your bear died a lot that night.
Yeah.
on the board and in my heart.
That's okay. You never loved him to begin with.
Sounds like the class is dying pretty quickly, too, in your heart.
Yeah.
It sounds to me like what we knew all along, and that is that Vermlings are garbage.
But, well, yeah. Unless you know how to
play. I want the Vermling to be more you. Like, I would love for him to be, like, have actual movement cards, maybe to be able to do stuff. Like, if I could just let the stupid bear stand around and get punched in a stupid bear face while I did stuff with my Vermling, I'd be fine. It's not working out for
me. Oh, it's spicy. Just such a contrast.
You might have better luck with a Mind Thief. He was actually pretty fun.
Yeah. Well, even
not knowing how to play.
Too bad.
Yeah.
He made his bed.
I'm still glad you didn't get Spellweaver.
Yeah, I think this racism toward Vermlings is just like it's lingering, and it's actually ingrained in Casey as opposed to the brute.
That's not what's happening.
I mean, it sounds like it.
Yeah,
but yeah. So we end up chewing through these guards. We whisper to one of them, "Like, we killed your friends in the arena. Did you really think we were going to care about you?" As he's dying.
I didn't catch that part.
That's a nice family you got there, Stab.
Yeah.
He really likes making orphans. He's trying to start an orphanage business when he retires.
Okay, we didn't have life goals for the side campaign, so I made my own.
Also, we don't have a party name yet, and Orphan Makers is sounding real good.
I like that.
Yep. Comparing this to the first scenario, this one definitely didn't seem as challenging. And I don't know that it's necessarily an easier scenario or just we really sucked up the first time, you know, because it was new classes. But we were able to handle this a bit more competently, most of us.
I think with all the rules in place, this would have been really interesting mechanics to play with the stealth and everything.
Yeah. Well,
the fact that we missed that muddle from all their attacks, that hurt a lot.
That helped.
Yeah.
But it does seem like the vast majority of you guys went with the sneak out the side, kill the snakes, escape that way.
Which now we're in a tunnel of poop. Thanks again for that.
Yeah.
Which also, let's talk about our poop decisions. Because, like, seriously, guys.
Let's argue some logic here. If you're in a tunnel and there's a flow of sewage, there's the options of going up towards the source or going down towards where it collects. If you go up towards the source, you can then leave the source. No more poop.
And you also are heading up towards the fresh air and the sunlight.
Whereas a cavern. You
can go into a cavern and we're in the fantasy world and we don't know what's down there. I mean, we're going to fight a poop dragon, guys. That's what's going to happen.
Which, if that is true, I am so happy.
Why do you keep going with everybody else, man?
Yeah.
I'm a contrarian. This is not news.
You're not a contrarian. You're going with everyone else's vote.
I am contrary to what you just said.
I don't think you are. Nope. I think your vote's been matching the community the whole time so far.
That's true.
You sheep. True.
Yeah. That's fine.
Here's hoping the fight against the poop dragon, I can do something in that mission because like
maybe he's got like an allergy to bears.
I hope so.
Very specific rules.
He can only be damaged by very small movements. Yeah. So I, you know, community campaign still having a lot of fun watching this unfold. This is 2 out of 10. So we've got 8 more weeks of these. And what we didn't mention here at the top of this is we played this entire thing in Tabletop Simulator using the Tabletop Simulator add-on that was posted on the subreddit last week. The full name of which I cannot remember, but you can find it on there. Steve set that up for us, and I'm going to toss it to you in a second. But as far as like from a player perspective, Steve had already set up the scenario. So we came in, we took about 2 to 5 minutes to figure out the base mechanics of Tabletop Simulator and how to move stuff. And then we played through the whole round really no more difficultly than it is in person. Some quirks were different, but there's quirks playing it, you know, physically too. So I was really blown away by how well it translated to Tabletop Simulator and just how smoothly it all went. Steve, do you want to talk about your experience of like learning how it worked and setting it up and stuff?
Yeah, sure. As far as control scheme stuff, it wasn't that much longer than you guys. There were a few like extra mods they added in that package that did like health bars and stuff, which made it easier for us to track health on summons and enemies that I had to figure out how to work. Yeah. It wasn't too hard once you learned it, though. A lot of the time, honestly, was just kind of clearing the table of excess rules and cards and instructions and just getting the right tiles out and everything like that. But once it was set up, it went pretty smoothly. They had those little draw mechanic things. I do want to make a quick side note, and I think we'll talk about this in our main campaign one, too. We actually discovered something because we were in the tabletop simulator version.
That's true. This is a little think bonus. We should say more than that because we didn't have a spoiler warning at the top. But we did find something because of how this was laid out, right?
I'm not going to talk the scenario, but we can talk. No?
No.
All right. We'll do that in our main campaign one.
Yeah.
Look at that. That's a hook right there.
Boom.
Was this the
come to that main campaign episode in like a month when that one releases and you can hear all about it?
Was this a scenario when Casey found the missing rule that we hadn't been playing with the short rest, or was that the previous one?
That was in our actual campaign a couple nights before this.
Yeah. But we had learned that for this at least. So the name of this, by the way, is Gloomhaven Complete Setup, including Into the Unknown and Capital Intrigues. That's the full name of the thing. So, it is made by Saizai, S-A-I-Z-A-I. It's fantastic. It's got over 2,000 subscribers, so it's probably well-known by most anyone who would be listening to this.
And I'm pretty confident they all purchased the full version of the game.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pretty confident.
Look, all of these assets have been put out there by Isaac, you know?
Yeah.
You don't have to like steal anything to make this thing happen. And of course, if he didn't want it, he could have them shut it down.
That's true.
I don't see the issue, but I'm also not Isaac. So use it at your own discretion. It's not
still definitely worth buying the physical copy of the game, I'd say.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. But having this as a backup or if you just had no one to play with or, you know, even if you just wanted to test it, I wouldn't use this one. There's another scenario that doesn't have quite as many pieces that you can download.
Yeah.
But it is a good setup. Worth trying. We're going to continue doing these specific campaign episodes in Tabletop Simulator and doing our main series in person on Fridays is when we play still. So we'll be going back and forth between the two, but this will be entirely in Tabletop Simulator. So just little fun side note there.
Yeah. For me, the highlight of the night was Steve constantly like replaying the death animation on the bear and just triggering Casey over and over.
Yeah, so in Tabletop Sim, for people who,
why are you people terrible?
For people who haven't checked it out, a bunch of the tokens were like fantasy tokens from other packages, games, and stuff.
They were all just ripped from WoW. Let's be clear.
It looked really good. I really liked it.
But a number of them also have like built-in animations. So it'll be a platform with the figure, and as you pick it up, it'll do a walk animation. And there's little states you can activate by right-clicking or using the number keys. And the bear happened to have a death animation you could play over and over and over. And Casey, though he hated his bear, really hated watching his bear constantly die.
Yeah.
Well, I'm trying. You always did it when I was trying to actually do something maybe potentially useful with him, and then he's just like flopping around like a fish, and I can't put him in anywhere.
You want to also make sure that you kind of disable lock things. There's a lot of options, like flipping the table. There's a nudge key. Mm-hmm. I nudged the board at one point, and it like threw stuff out of whack.
Yep.
And it's kind of easy to mess things up in there because it's all physics-y, but it's not bad.
Yeah, most of the stuff we disabled was because Tots got into it.
Yeah. Well, they had a marker, so of course I'm going to draw a penis, right? Like, what if they had note cards, so of course I'm going to write penis. Like, I don't know what you expect of me.
Nothing more than that.
I think I ended up throwing half my cards on the floor like every other round just because I kept
forgetting to put it back. Yeah.
Yeah.
I threw my bear on the floor because seriously, screw that thing.
All right, guys, we appreciate you coming by. We are at GPub Radio on Twitter, misadventurespodcast.com. If you want to listen to the main stuff, we're on all the main things, iTunes, Pocket Cast, Stitcher, wherever you can find podcasts. Unfortunately, you can find us too, and we'll see you on Friday.
You've been listening to Misadventures, a Gloomhaven podcast brought to you by Gamer Public Radio. Please join us every Friday for new episodes at misadventurespodcast.com or find us on your podcast application of choice. Music for this podcast is provided by Kevin McLeod. For more of Kevin's work, please check out incompetech.com.
See you next time.